mustache, a mustache, a mustache, big mustache, thick mustache, my mustache, your mustache, say the word mustache,
a mustache, a mustache.
Now we both have said mustache, a mustache, a mustache, if you only got a mustache.
That's your mom and she's got a mustache.
All right, it is that time of week for America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation, mustache.
Not a mustache.
Not a mustache. And this is what how this game works for anyone who's listening for the first time. I'm going to play a soundbite. Could be from an interview. Could be from a movie, a TV show. It could be a song. And Bickley and Murata will alternate and they'll compete. And they'll have to identify whether the person talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. Then they could get a bonus point if they identify the person correctly. First one to 10 points wins. If there's a tie, there is a tiebreaker. And this week's edition, because the Cardinals are going to Jacksonville, Florida, is a Florida-themed edition.
Oh, wow.
All the clues have something to do with Florida. Okay?
All right.
And
Florida.
I believe Vince won in a tiebreaker last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vince, you have the choice. Do you want to go first or
second? It wasn't a tiebreaker.
Oh, you just won straight up.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to go first or second, Vince?
I'll go second.
You're laughing that he remembered exactly how he won last
I'm laughing at that flex. That's just absurd.
It's not a flex. It was a memorable ending.
Everybody that you kicked my backside last week.
No, it was at the buzzer. We both struggled, and there was the two Gambo clues.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so
okay.
It is
flex
true.
On this, Bickley. Now you're going to get flexed on.
Uh-oh. I poked the bear. The trivia bear.
It's like when the Vinny Joe trivia contestant would like talk trash and Vince would zone in where you couldn't anyway
shoot lasers out.
Let's do it. Right. Let's go.
All right,
so dialed in.
Just
right
the
now.
Band is fine here.
You deferred. Are you taking
this? Is you?
That would be the Beach Boys, and that would be, I don't know, that's a good, not a mustache.
That is correct, yeah, okay. Not a mustache.
Right.
Do you know who played the drums and bongos for that song?
I don't.
John Stamos.
John Stamos,
oh,
exactly.
He is going to flex.
No points for that.
And he doesn't have a mustache either.
Then he's going to dunk on me.
No points for that. All right, Vinny.
Yep.
Yeah, Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat, can y'all feel that, can y'all feel that, jig it out, here I am in the place where I come let go.
That is Will Smith, mustache.
That is correct, very good. All right.
Tied at two,
Dan Bickley.
I'll tell you this, man. In preparation for the competition, I haven't taken a in weeks. It's not an option for me. Number two is not an option. I'll tell you that.
Holy cow! I have no idea.
Well, that doesn't sound
is.
Familiar.
No, it doesn't.
That's going to be hard to identify that if you don't know it.
Yeah, I don't know it. I'll guess not a mustache.
That is a mustache.
Okay.
That is Gardner Minshew. Talking about his competition with Trevor Lawrence, if you remember.
Okay.
All right. The window, the door, the garage is wide open now. Character name is fine, but if you want to flex and give me the actor, you could do it. Vince?
I'll tell you what I want to know right now before we go any further. Did the Jacksonville Jaguars win the Super Bowl last year?
No.
Will they ever win the Super Bowl?
Jason, I can't predict the future. But no.
And okay, well, I just have like 12 more Jaguars questions.
No, you don't.
This is a faulty question.
It's the first person.
Yeah, but not it's the faulty question because what? He says the character's name in the clue.
You have to give me the last name.
The last character's last name is Mendoza.
Okay. There you go.
And that just came to me, by the way. And that's not a mustache.
That is correct. That's from The Good Place.
Bortles!
Tremendous television show for people who have not watched it.
Yes.
Fantastic. Although it gets a little confusing at times. But
it does. It's
yeah.
worth it.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, musical clue for you.
All right.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil.
That would be the fraud known as Jimmy Buffett.
The fraud?
Well, only from the standpoint that he apparently is... He's not this island guy. Yeah, he's a
billionaire.
He
created a lifestyle for millions of people to follow that he doesn't.
That he doesn't.
Exactly.
Yeah. Definitely a mustache.
That's correct. You got 2 points there. All right.
It's a good business model, by the way.
Oh, very
good. He's a genius. 4-4.
All right, Vinny.
You always throw one of these in here.
Faux show.
This is a song about a bar in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not.
I'm going to guess mustache.
Okay. 1 point.
I'm going to flip a coin here. The Allman Brothers?
Ooh.
No, you were wrong. What was the other side of the coin?
Leonard Skinner.
That was Leonard Skinner.
It is the Leonard Skinner.
Okay. Did I get the mustache part right?
Yes, you did.
All right.
5-4. The Doors been creaked open a little bit.
Okay, Dan.
Back in the early 90s, I started calling it the Swamp because it was built over the 90s. As you Gator fans know.
Steve Spurrier, okay, yeah, not a mustache.
Sorry, you got it. Sorry, it skipped there.
Yeah, you only need about 3 seconds of that.
Yeah,
it's time to play editing or not editing.
The old ball coach there.
Editing.
That was on the recording, not the editing. But okay. All right, Vinny.
Well, if it was on the recording, then why'd you choose it?
No, I didn't know it recorded like that.
Oh.
All right, ready, Vinny?
Are you telling me there's not one condo available in all of Del Boca Vista?
That's right.
In all of Del Boca Vista? In all of Del Vista Beco?
That's right.
In all of Del Vista Beco?
That's a hysterical clip, by the way. That is Jerry Stiller from Seinfeld as Mr. Costanza. Mustache.
That is correct. So that puts the score at, by my calculation, 7-6.
7-6.
7-6.
I'm stunned you got that right. All right, let's go ahead, Jarrett.
All right, Vinny. Dan.
Jimmy had never asked me to whack somebody before, but now he's asking me to go down to Florida and do a hit with Anthony. That's when I knew I would never have come back from Florida alive.
Ray Liotta, yeah. Not a mustache.
Yeah, buddy.
Well done.
That was clutch. Okay, you now take the lead.
8-7.
8-7. This is the last clue. If you get this both correct, you win. If you get one, we go to a tiebreaker.
We're not playing a 10 again.
We're running short on time here. So this is the last clue. All right, ready, Vinny?
Mm-hmm.
We had it all. Just like
I have to call a foul on this one. I got to throw a penalty flag.
Why?
We've used this clue before, and I know this because one of our faithful listeners had this pop up on his music, and he screenshotted it, and he said, I can't listen to it. It was 2 days ago. He said, I can't listen to this song without hearing your voice nail this in
really?
Mustache, not a mustache.
Oh.
We did this, like, it was like 9 months ago we did it. Well, what is it?
It's Bertie Higgins' mustache.
But you already knew that.
So because you already asked him that.
Yeah, you asked the question before.
He's already answered it to win a game, and now he did it again. Shut up, Jared!
Let's go to the tiebreaker.
Okay, the tiebreaker anyway. The current.
This is way more representative of how this game normally runs, in case you listened for the first time last week.
No, I could repeat clues sometimes if there are long times in between and it's a themed edition, for goodness sakes. I didn't know Bertie Higgins was on your mind so often. The current coach of the current manager of the Florida, of the Miami Marlins.
All right.
Is who? Don Mattingly.
Mm-hmm.
Mattingly known in the 80s for having one of the most luxurious mustaches in all of baseball.
He did.
But how many career hits did Don Mattingly finish with.
All right, I'm gonna message my guess to Jarrett.
Wow,
my guess is in. I think I guessed high.
I would assume he's part of the 3,000 hit club. I'm gonna guess 3,111.
3,111. Vince Murata guessed 2,120. The number is 2,153.
Wow.
He would have won both showcases if this were Price is Right. That is unbelievable, Vince.
Yeah, that
guess.
Is. So he never made the 3,000 hit club?
No, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He had the bad back.
All right.
Yeah.
He would have if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
But, again, a very competitive, if not controversial, edition.
Or sloppily done.
Another ridiculous episode of Mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache. A mustache.